Former U.S. Senator Mark Begich spoke to AFN's Elders and Youth Conference today, one of his biggest Alaskan audiences since he lost re-election and left office in January. Begich urged the young attendees to participate in their communities, to vote, and to stay positive. He drew on his own life for illustration.
You know, a lot of people assume that somehow I was born and then I was in public office. Just magically occurred. That is not the case. I have won elections, and I have lost elections. The question is, what do you do?
Begich recounted his early beginnings in civic life, how he started a non-alcoholic teen nightclub to give Anchorage youth like himself something to do, and why he first ran for public office.
When I ran for Anchorage Assembly at the age of 26, the youngest person serving as I won that election on the Anchorage Assembly, the reason I decided to run was not because I said to myself, geez, I want to be an assembly person. I ran because I wanted to do something for the community that I lived in, that I felt it had already been good to me at that young age, and I wanted to give something back.
If it bore some resemblance to a campaign speech, his spokeswoman, Rachel Barenbaum, says the ex-senator was asked to discuss action and advocacy. One of his key messages is to remain tenacious and not take rejection as the final word.
When I ran for mayor and lost twice before winning, it wasn't sitting around moping and saying, well, the sky's fallen, I lost an election, my life is over. No. Got right back up. As I said earlier, persistence, positive attitude, know you can make a difference.
Begich has been repeatedly asked if he is considering a run against Senator Lisa Murkowski or maybe Congressman Don Young. He hasn't announced any future political plans. After leaving the Senate, Begich formed a consulting group and signed on with the D.C. lobbying firm to be a strategic advisor. He has also worked as an advisor for the law firm Sanosky Chambers and on a campaign to kill the Iran nuclear deal. Young and Senator Dan Sullivan, the man who unseated Begich, are due to address the AFN convention on Thursday, followed by Senator Murkowski on Friday.